Welcome back to the Doherty Report. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Hmm. Sponsored by Whole Foods Market.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Everybody, we're back. You're listening to the Doherty Report. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. We have Julie Tabbouleh on the phone with us today. She does a PBS series about Lebanese cuisine. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
It's great to talk with you. The reason we wanted to talk with you today is I think a lot of Americans don't know about Lebanese food and the differences. For instance, I don't. Maybe you can explain it to me. The difference between Lebanese food and other types of Middle Eastern cuisine.
Right. Well, I think that's very much true, and it definitely has been questioned a lot.
Yeah.
And that's where I come into the picture. I, of course, am full-blooded, 100% Lebanese. I was born in this country. I'm first generation, both my parents being from Lebanon and then immigrating to this country in the 1960s. But really, I think what separates Lebanese cuisine apart from the other wonderful regions, might I add, in the Middle East, is that it's really such a colorful, really eclectic sort of infusion of such fresh flavors. And I think that really is first and foremost the Lebanese and the Lebanese country and the culture are really known for, you know, putting the freshness first and also the quality of ingredients in terms of the approach that we take to making a lot of the same but different dishes that are very well known throughout the Middle East and now thankfully in America too. So overall, I think that's what really separates, you know, the Lebanese cuisine from the other regions throughout the Middle East.
Well, you're on PBS and Create TV, and you've won an Emmy, congratulations, and
thank you.
Telly Award and a Communicator Award. So it sounds like your program is doing really well. And if you had to pick a most requested recipe, what would that be?
You know what? Kind of surprising to me is this recipe called raisa. And what it is, it's sort of like a Lebanese fresh herb and chickpea and bulgur wheat patty. And it's
nice.
Just delicious. Yeah. And it's really, really one of the most popular recipes in the show. I make it with a Swiss chard and lentil and lemon and extra virgin olive oil soup. And then I put the patty in a Boston lettuce leaf, and then I top it with a Lebanese yogurt, which we call Leban, which is very similar to the Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
But it's a thick strained yogurt that has all these sort of fresh herbs running through it. So I top the patty with the fresh Leban yogurt sauce in the lettuce cup, and it's a wonderful patty, and traditionally we would make it at Easter time, tell you the truth. So it's very traditional, very old recipe. It comes from my sitho, which is my grandmother, down to my mother, to me, and it was something that traditionally would make it during the, you know, Easter observances,
Easter time.
And Good Friday in particular. People just love it. So I was like, wow, I'm getting a lot of requests for this recipe.
Yeah. Well, and your parents are Maronite Catholic Lebanese, is that right?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
What does that mean in terms of the Catholic Church? I was just curious.
The Maronite Catholics, my family is from northern Lebanon, and both of my parents were from a really small sort of rural village called Ardi, and the Maronite is Catholic, and we in America here we follow the Roman Catholic observances.
Well, that's great. Where can people get more recipes from you and find out more information about you?
They can go to julietabbouleh.com and also julietabbouleh on Facebook. And I'm currently working on my first cookbook, so I have been getting so much overwhelming response from all of the viewers out there from coast to coast and in Canada too. So I want to do a shout out to my Canadian audience as well and let them know that I'm working away on the recipes and getting them to them as quickly as I can.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Julie Tabbouleh, you specialize in Lebanese cuisine. You can see your program on PBS and Create. Do you know the time slot or does it vary based on the market?
It It varies based on the market, but everybody, and depending upon which city and state they're in, they can just check their local PBS listings, and they can check my show out there and see what times I'm airing. But I'm essentially on, the shows will repeat, you know, for that day, so you can sort of virtually catch me in the morning or afternoon or the evening even. But yeah, it's on public television stations and Create TV nationwide.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. You've been listening to The Daugherty Report. We'll be right back.
Miss any part of the show? Listen anytime at businesstalkradio.net and click podcasts. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Daugherty Report. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 Eastern for The Daugherty Report on the Business Talk Radio Network.